This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, former Arkansas Congressman Mike Ross made it official. He's seeking the Democratic Party nomination for governor in 2014. He joins former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter in that race. Two Republicans, former Congressman Asa Hutchinson and Curtis Coleman, a businessman from Central Arkansas, have announced their intentions to earn the GOP nomination. Soon after Mike Ross announced he was running, he sat down with Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas for a conversation. Roby asked the Prescott native about his decision to once again enter the political world.
You said almost a year ago when you announced you weren't going to run for governor, you want to spend more time with your family, enjoyed not being in politics for a while. Clearly you've gotten the bug again. What's changed your mind?
Well, there's been a lot of changes in the political landscape in Arkansas, and quite frankly, it's been a grassroots effort. A few months ago, I would have told you that I would probably never run for office again, but literally in the last few months, I've heard from people from all walks of life, every corner of the state, asking me to reconsider and to run for governor, to lead this state. And I've heard the call. I'm humbled by it, and I'm ready. I'm ready to lead this state. I've got a vision that's about our values, our future. I couldn't be more excited. Look, I was fed up with Congress. You think you're fed up with Washington. I was so fed up, I quit my job. I was tired of it because of the dysfunction and the partisan nature and the fact that nothing was getting done. But I'm not running for president. I'm not running for Congress. I'm running to lead this state. And I'm excited about that because I have a lot of faith in the future of this state. I think it's bright. I can tell you that a lot of people all around the state encouraged me to run because they are really worried about what's going to happen when Governor Beebe's time is up, and they didn't like the choices that they had to choose from. And so my entry into this race is about giving people a common sense voice and a common sense choice for governor.
Let's obviously, this grassroots support that you talked about came about because Dustin McDaniel, the Attorney General, dropped out of the race for governor after admitting to an inappropriate relationship. What was it about that dynamic? You knew that you were poised a year ago to potentially run against Dustin McDaniel in a Democratic primary. He brings a first district congressional base to, with him just because he's from Northeast Arkansas. You've got the fourth district covered. Were you worried that that was just going to be too expensive, too major of a primary matchup? What gave you pause for concern in that matchup?
Well, it was going to be a hard-fought primary, I think, between me and the Attorney General at the time. And, you know, things change. He's no longer a candidate. People from all across the state have asked me to reconsider. And quite frankly, all the support that he and I would have been fighting over is pretty much come to me and asked me to run. And I'm humbled by that. It's people from all walks of life and from every corner of the state. And my commitment to serve has never been greater. My desire to serve has never been greater. And that's because I really do believe in the future of Arkansas.
On your announcement day on Wednesday, you came out swinging with comments about the divisiveness at the state capitol, claimed that women's rights were not being respected at the capitol. You called Bill Halter's Arkansas promise an empty promise in response to a question I asked you. Short of Nate Bell, you really came out and agitated a lot of folks last week in terms of getting some feedback from people that did not necessarily like or agree with some of the comments that you made. Why did you come out so aggressively on announcement day?
Well, because I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight for Arkansas's future. I have a vision that is about building on the foundation that Governor Beebe has laid in the areas of education and economic development. I want to ensure that our children receive a world-class education and that after they obtain their education level of whatever it might be, whether it's high school, vo-tech school, or college, I want to ensure that they can get a job that will provide them the benefits and pay them a living wage, a wage that will allow them to raise a family and enjoy life. And they should not have to leave Arkansas to do that. And so that's worth fighting for. And I'm planning on spending the next year and a half of my life fighting for our children, our grandchildren, for Arkansas's future.
Another fight that embroiled, I guess, the early days of the campaign here was your record over whether or not you're pro-life, you're pro-choice. You've obviously got pro-life votes in your background, but you came out and have taken some positions that a lot would argue is pro-choice, saying you would veto some of the abortion bills that have moved through the state legislature. Your campaign says you are pro-life, yet you would veto these bills. How do you reconcile those two philosophies?
Well, let me be clear about my position and what it's always been. I am personally opposed to abortion. I do not believe and do not support government-funded abortions with state or federal dollars. But like Governor Beebe, I believe from a public policy perspective, it should be safe, legal, and rare. What I was saying in my announcement speech was that what I was trying to say is our state legislature only meets for 60, 90, 120 days every other year in a regular session where they debate policy issues and craft laws that can really make a difference. And they spent way too much time this session attacking women, going back to the past and debating the same divisive social issues that we've been debating since the 1970s that have largely been decided by the courts and have now passed laws that are clearly unconstitutional. The state will now spend millions of dollars in litigation, and at the end of the day, they will be struck down as unconstitutional. Those are the reasons Governor Beebe vetoed those bills. Those are the reasons I would have vetoed those bills. That's millions of dollars that we could be investing in making college more affordable for the young people of this state.
Yet when you were in Congress, you voted for a 20-week ban on abortions for the District of Columbia, yet you're saying you would veto a similar abortion bill here in Arkansas. You voted for it in one instance, you're going to veto it in another instance. That seems inconsistent to me.
Well, they're not the same bill, number one.
Similar.
Number two, most of the legislation I voted on in Congress had to do with opposing federal funded abortions. And again, my position is the same. I'm against state and federal funded abortions. I am personally opposed to abortion. But like Governor Beebe, I think it should be safe, legal, and rare. And I'm just saying that this legislative session, it became too partisan. It became too much about debating the issues of the past. My campaign is going to be about the future. It's going to be about ensuring that our children receive a world-class education, that they're able to then get a job that will support a family, and that they will not have to leave Arkansas to do so. That's all I was saying. And I can tell you that, look, I've cast thousands of votes as a state senator and as a congressman. Experiences that I have that my opponent does not have. In fact, I've spent a lifetime casting votes in support of children, working families, women, and seniors. The only vote Bill Halter has ever cast was a vote for himself. And so, you know, this campaign is going to be long. I understand that, but it's worth fighting for our children and their future, a future that allows them to get a good paying job without leaving Arkansas. And I know my votes over the years are going to continue to be misrepresented and distorted. And, you know, I knew before I got in this race that I would be the victim of a lot of attacks. But you know what? I'm willing to take those hits if at the end of the day I can lead this state into a new century that allows our children to get a good education and get a good job and not have to leave Arkansas to do so.
You called Bill Halter's Arkansas Promise Plan an empty promise. What would you do differently to help help kids bound for college get a college education?
Well, I have a history of doing that. I voted
what
to increase
in
Pell Grants.
Though?
I voted to cut student loan interest rates in half. I think that we need to continue to find ways to make college more affordable. I will be outlining policies and plans on that in the coming weeks. I just announced for governor a few days ago, and we're still on our announcement tour as we speak, 14 cities down and 21 cities to go. But I can tell you that in the Ross administration, we're going to make sure that every child in this state who wants to go to college can find a way.
What about on economic development? You have touched on that as something that you want to continue the legacy of Governor Mike Beebe. Are you advocating the status quo in what Governor Beebe is doing, or are you talking about doing something more aggressive?
Well, I want to build on the foundation that I think he's laid in the areas of education and economic development. Look, our economy is getting stronger every day. If you look back to the 80s and 90s, during the last economic boom in this country, we saw a lot of new car plants being located in Tennessee and Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, and Arkansas largely missed out. I want us to be ready for the next economic boom, and it begins with education, having a highly skilled, trained, and educated workforce so we can get those high-tech, good-paying jobs of the future.
Gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross talked with Roby Brock after formally announcing he was a candidate last week. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity, backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.
Imagine never being alone ever again. Imagine sharing your innermost thoughts with your best friend, a robot.
When we construct robots, we are changing ourselves. We are changing what we are willing to consider a relationship.
I'm Guy Raz, the promise and the peril of our robot overlords. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour, Sunday at noon on KUAF 91.3 FM.